scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And broadcasting from 2 feet from me, it's Megan.
Here hey. I am. Hey. Hi.
What's going on? You're not at the Cherrywood Studios today.
No, I've had some mishaps.
You had a day?
I had a day. Yes. So I did not get to do my first hour from the Cherrywood as I sometimes do.
Man, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, maybe you're going to need yourself a glass of wine.
Like now?
No, not now.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
like you probably
could
had
I have one.
One
now, though? If I want, like, would that be cool?
I won't judge.
I don't have any here.
I won't judge you.
I don't usually buy it.
Breakfast wine should be a thing, really.
I think it would just make you want to go back to bed, though.
That's true. And, well, speaking of going to bed, you may have a glass, maybe two, of wine, you know, before you go to bed or with dinner. And that kind of will make you fall asleep a little better. But apparently it's wrecking your overall sleep quality, according to this new study out of Finland. Those Finns, they know what they're talking about. They revealed that just two glasses of wine reduces your quality of sleep by nearly 40%.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's huge.
So if you drink it at breakfast, does it maybe worn off?
I don't know. I wonder.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, maybe.
This might be a solution.
Breakfast wine.
It's
a new thing coming out next summer.
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about this, Johnny. Flying Uber taxis.
Ooh.
Isn't that like the Fifth Element? Wasn't there flying Uber taxis or flying?
Yeah, that's what Bruce Willis was in the Fifth Element. Thank you for that, because that's one of my favorite movies.
I knew that. So the New York Post claims that Uber hopes to have flying taxis by 2020.
Wow.
The flying cars will have helicopter-style rotors and will cruise at speeds of 200 miles per hour. I'm sorry, how is this going to happen? Uber's been meeting with NASA and U.S. government transportation to work out logistics. But, I mean, they would have to put them in the rotation of all air travel. Doesn't it seem like there's not room for that right now?
That's the biggest issue with all flying cars is the whole FAA restrictions, which are huge.
And like they have to make sure they don't fly into any other Uber taxis. And
well, my thought was, how am I supposed to call a taxi now? Do I have to use like a flare gun now? Hey, taxi. Oh, I missed. Oh, man.
Oh,
you didn't see it. Oh, come on. Well, that's fun stuff. Well, that's trending topics for this morning.